France's Supreme Court has previously ruled that the firing of a childcare worker for wearing a hijab was an obvious case of religious discrimination in the private sector. But France's head prosecutor asked an appeals court to overturn the decision, an almost unprecedented example of interference, and the court has complied. As Islamophobia and racism continue to mount in France, it is perhaps unsurprising that France's legal system decided to abandon any pretense of impartially applying the law. There is currently no issue which unites the entire political spectrum like France's strict idea of secularism. Railing against the open expression of Islam is a guaranteed political winner.
The court announced that we must protect our children from evangelizing displays of religion and that secularism must take priority.
The director of the childcare facility was aware that her case has taken on meanings that she never expected.
If this decision is viewed as an example of Islamophobia, I regret that a great deal. I never intended to wage a war against anyone or any religion.
With an appeal on behalf of the fired worker expected, the affair will remain among the headlines as a regular distraction from France's serious economic decline and foreign warmongering. The case will probably finish at the European Court of Human Rights, which has just begun a hearing on the legality of France's infamous burqa ban. The court's decision continues France's oppressive obsession with Muslim head coverings. It will also ratchet up tensions in the Muslim community as they are left to wonder where a simple hijab will be banned next. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.